Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The right fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting eighth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Casale. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jerry Casale. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting third. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Julio Becker. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dan Dobek. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Consolo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pedro Ramos. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Pedro Ramos. And now, play ball. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger takes first base on ball four. Keogh moves to second. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz strikes out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner strikes out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison takes first base on ball four. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball four. Killebrew moves to second. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ramos fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ramos fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew juggles the ball. That's an error on Killebrew. Jerry Casale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale hits a fly ball into center field. Dobek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dan Dobek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Casale covering, for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Keo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo hits a fly ball into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ramos fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Keough moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Geiger strikes out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keough scores. Runnels moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a pop-up. Foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button hits a fly ball into center field. Dobek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Casale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale is 0-for-1 in the game. Casale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner misplays the ball. That's an error on Gardner. Sullivan moves to third. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Keough hits a pop-up towards short. Consolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. Casale moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Gary Giger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Giger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0 for 1 in the game. Becker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keough. Becker reaches second base with a double. Dan Dabek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dabek is 0 for 1 in the game. Dabek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Becker trying to get to home. Giger throws the ball into Sullivan, who tags Becker, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Becker scoops it up and throws to first, with Ramos covering, for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Becker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Batty. Malzone moves to second. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 2 in the game. Button strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0 for 1 in the game. Consolo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramos takes first base on ball 4. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gardner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevens. Gardner reaches second base with a double. Ramos goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Red Sox. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Gardner moves to third. Killebrew moves to second. Tom Sturdivant now pitching. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Becker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gardner scores. Killebrew scores. Lemon moves to second. It's 3-2, Senators. Dan Dobek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dobek takes first base on ball 4. Lemon moves to third. Becker moves to second. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Runnels fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Mike Forknealy's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealy's hits a ball on the ground towards first. Becker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Keogh hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Becker juggles the ball. That's an error on Becker. Forknealy's moves to second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Geiger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0-for-2 in the game. Consolo takes first base on ball 4. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ramos bunts towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Runnels covering, for the out. Consolo moves to second. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gardner hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a pop-up towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Becker scoops it up and throws to first, with Ramos covering, for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Malzone is hit by the pitch. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-3 in the game. Button hits a line drive towards third. Killebrew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Killebrew moves to second. Ted Bosfield now pitching. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Becker hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Killebrew moves to third. Lemon moves to second. Pete Wison and pinch hits for Dan Dobek. Dave Hillman now pitching. Faith Roneberry pinch hits for Pete Wisenant. Faith Roneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roneberry hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Killebrew tags and scores. Lemon tags and moves to third. One out. It's 4-2, Senators. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-3 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Becker moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Senators. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Consolo hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Runnels catches it and throws to second with butt in covering, to double up Becker. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lenny Green now playing center field. Pumpsy Green pinch hits for Haywood Sullivan. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green takes first base on ball 4. Rip Rapulski pinch hits for Dave Hillman. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapulski hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Don Guile now catching. Tom Borland now pitching. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ramos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Allison moves to second. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Lemon hits a line drive into left field. Steven settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.